Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So, directioners are going to be super excited about this.
What?
Because we all know about it already. One Direction has a new song. Harry, Niall, Liam, and Louis released their first single since Zayn left the band.
Okay.
And it's called Drag Me Down.
Nobody can drag me all my life. You stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lies, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
Sitting in your car going, that's a hit.
That's a dang hit.
It's a dang hit, and yep. It is because it's already number one on iTunes.
It's no Meek Mill, but I mean, that's probably going to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's no 1-0 from Meek Mill.
I don't want to know.
I don't understand you, man. I don't know what you're saying. Also coming up in just a few minutes, the series finale of Grapes of Destiny, summer soap opera series. All your questions will be answered.
Written by Barbara Thomas.
Will everybody find out that Gary is, in fact, Lorenzo? I don't know. That's why you got to watch or listen. Will Destiny finally get her winery back? I don't know. What's Smiling Joe doing? I don't know.
Get carted off?
He's getting carted off.
Yeah.
Or something.
Let's do it.
First world problems. Hey, we know we shouldn't complain about these things, but we do. Mostly to our friends. It's not those things that we... And we're all friends here.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I have a first world problem.
Okay.
I don't understand half the text I get from Jenna because I don't have the updated version of my iPhone. So all the emojis don't make sense to me.
Oh, the colored... Yeah, if you haven't updated your
hashtag
phone,
first world problems.
It just gives little boxes.
I just
That's
pretend
so
like
funny
I know.
Because somebody, why do you keep sending me little boxes with alien faces?
No, just,
like, that's because you're not recognized. Yeah. I was like, what's up with this alien in a box?
That's what it means.
Yeah. If I send JC a really tan or black thumbs up or high five, he doesn't understand it.
But I pretend like I do.
Oh, so, I didn't know. Update your phone, man.
I can't. No room. Also have first world problems. Hashtag.
I'm trying to think of my girlfriend and I's combination first world problem. I haven't had time to go activate the iPhone 6 Plus that she gave me. Haven't had time. And she gave that to me because she got another iPhone 6 Plus from her job.
Oh, man.
And she doesn't like it. The one that she got for free.
Yeah.
Because it's with another company.
Oh, no.
Just all kinds
I
of
I hate
problems.
My $3,000
yeah,
iPhone.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
Let's take a call here real quick. Let's kick off first world problems with Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa.
My car power window won't go down on the driver's side. So drive-thrus suck.
So you got to open the door, and that's a whooping.
Yes, and Starbucks, coming down a door is not a good thing. I'm just saying.
Lisa, have you
I feel
first
you.
World problem.
Have you tried going in backwards, Lisa? In reverse?
I feel you, Lisa. I feel you.
Yeah.
Because I have an old car, first world problem.
Uh-huh.
And the Are windows roll okay. down. There's no power windows in those.
Oh,
things.
Ow. God forbid
well,
you got to work your bicep.
I just have to say, same thing.
I hear
but,
you. I hear
know,
you.
Well, Lisa.
I have power windows. They choose not to work.
Well, hopefully you get them fixed. Lisa, thank you so much for calling and sharing your first world problem. Let's go with Kylie. What's going on, Kylie?
Kaylee?
Oh, Kaylee. I'm sorry. Hey, Kaylee.
Sorry,
what's going on?
I didn't know if that was me.
Nah, you're good.
Not much. I accidentally washed all of my pants with hot water, so now I have to go get a new wardrobe of bottoms.
Oh, girl.
So there's no way to fit them?
Why does the washing machine automatically default to hot sometimes? It's crazy. You have
know,
to be on it.
Why.
You have to be paying attention. That's right.
I have to set mine, yeah.
Yeah. How many pairs of bottoms did you ruin?
Probably like 6 pairs skinny jeans and then 2 like work pairs.
Oh.
So you're supposed to wash.
So now they're like skinny jeans.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to wash jeans? Like cold water or what?
Yeah.
Well, some people say you're not supposed to wash them at all.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Or you're supposed to wash them and not dry them because that melts the elastic. But I honestly dry them.
Yeah.
I let them air dry to a point and then I toss them in.
Well, I'm sorry about your bottoms. Right. I hope good luck buying new.
Sorry about your bottom.
Sorry about your bottoms.
I dry clean.
Uh-oh. Oh my God!
This is a dude.
Ow, that's all his laundry. The dry cleaner.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey, Brad, you have a dude first world problem.
Yeah, I had to stay up until 3 a.m. working. My job, playing a video game.
And what station do you work for?
Wait,
I don't work for a station. Sorry.
You have a radio voice.
You got a cool radio voice, Brad.
Well, thank you.
You could be the movie phone guy.
Hey.
Now, don't you tell me the movie you want to see.
Press one. What video game were you playing, Brad?
I am playing the Batman game that just came out recently.
Oh, you play that for work how?
Yeah.
You judge it or critique it?
I review video games for a living.
You do what?
I review video games for a living.
You review video games? What a cool job.
Do you want to be friends, Brad?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And they
come over, we can chill, we can play some Madden.
Yeah!
And they send you these, obviously, for free, so you can play them and review them.
Yeah.
How do you get a job like that?
Yeah, YouTube.
YouTube?
Oh.
YouTube.
Wow. Oh.
There you go.
All right. I really do want to be friends and play video games with Brad. Hold on for us, Brad.
Brad,
yes.
What kind of I'm being real nosy. What kind of money do you make reviewing video games?
Is it pretty good?
It's not great, but, you know, it pays the bills, so that's all that matters.
Okay.
And now he's tired today, though, Al.
No, oh, yeah, it's all worn out.
First world problem.
Thanks,
Brad. Hold on, Brad. I'm
just curious.
That is such a cool
people out there with cool gear.
Job right there. Hey, do what you love. It's not about the money.
Yeah.
Rhiannon, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. Just listening to some first world problems. What's yours?
When I go to the dollar store, my designer purse is way too big for the top of the cart. And when I put it in the bottom, it takes up the whole bottom. Hashtag first world problem.
That is a first world problem.
Yeah. She takes a designer purse to the dollar store.
What design? What kind of designer is it? Is it a Birkin?
Kelly can relate.
Completely.
Is it a Birkin?
No, it's a Louis Vuitton.
I was at 99 cents only just yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was.
You usually make a trip to, like, all of them when you go, though.
Yeah, 99 cents only was on my in my path.
What's the difference between 99 cents and a dollar store?
99 cents only, I hate to break this to you, is not 99 cents only.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
No, they have sections where they charge up to, like, $10 for stuff. It's crazy.
Really?
Thank you for your call, Rhiannon, and have a wonderful day. Let's go over here to Pat. I hate when this happens, Pat. First world problems. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Pat.
I got an issue this morning.
Mm.
Oh man, I'm not doing too good.
Go ahead. Wrong.
I went to my favorite coffee shop.
Yeah.
I ordered a glazed growler stick, and I got a plain growler stick. No glaze. Just plain.
They screwed up your donut, Pat.
Can you believe that?
No.
First world problem right there.
Hashtag first world problem. That's right.
I'd call in. I probably wouldn't be able to make it to work.
Pat, don't go to work today, Pat.
I won't. I'm not. I called out. I did.
Good.
It's not that a plain
that stays over.
It's not that a plain crawler is not good. It's just you had your mouth set for the glaze.
That's when
it's your mouth
it
is set for that. Yeah. You know.
Oh, I ordered. I love the chocolate glazed on the donuts, but I got one with cream filling, and it just ruined it for me.
Yeah, because you're not expecting it. What's this stuff squirting?
And it squirted in my mouth, and it was all cold, and it wasn't right.
Yeah.
It just didn't work. Didn't work for me. Let's take one more here. What's going on, Ryan? Welcome to First World Problems. We're here to help you.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you.
All right, so this one's pretty rough. Our ice box in the kitchen, the ice maker stopped working. So now I've got to go all the way out to the ice box in the garage if I want to get some ice.
Ooh. And it's going to melt by the time you get back in the house.
World problem.
Yeah, you're going to be leaking all over the house. That's hard out there for Ryan. I'm sorry, Ryan. Good luck with your kitchen.
It's rough, guys. You guys have a good weekend.
You do.
Why do the ice always break?
Having a refrigerator or a freezer in your garage is so cool because that's like the man place where you go and do man stuff.
Yeah.
Like you store all your beer and just stupid stuff in
there. That's my boy beer right there.
Meat, beer.
Yeah. The man cave refrigerator.
Let's go with Lynette here. Lynette, what happened?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the call. I really had a really bad morning. I had to make a decision before I left my driveway.
Uh-huh.
I went out to drive my Jeep because it was going to rain today, and I thought I might need the four-wheel drive in flood areas.
Of course.
And the battery was dead. So I had to make a decision on whether I was going to take my motorcycle, which was out due to weather, or the dually, which was connected to the horse trailer, or the Honda.
Wow.
Hold on.
First world problem.
Dilemma.
Shannon wants to give you a shout-out right quick. Hang on.
No.
What?
No.
Shout-out?
That's not a shout-out.
Okay, never mind. Reverse shout-out.
Oh, yeah. A Jeep? You got a Jeep, a motorcycle, and a truck that pulls a trailer?
Yeah, and then I had the Honda.
Yeah, and a Honda.
So it was just really a bad morning. So I took the Honda.
What do you do for work?
I am a medical psychologist for the state of Louisiana and Community Mental Health Services.
Wow.
So
smart.
What are your thoughts on that?
Are you married?
No, I'm single. I have a 20-year-old daughter.
There you go.
So I appreciate all you do for people.
Aww. Oh, well, we love you, Lynette. Thank you so much for calling during First World Problems.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lynette.
I mean, a good half.
Poor Lynette has to pick one of her other three rides and put up with Al.
She's just taking the horse to work.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back. It's a bittersweet day for us.
More sweet than bitter, I'd say.
Well, for me, it's bitter, Al, because I actually enjoyed...
Well, I enjoy it.
The Grapes of Destiny.
But, you know, it's cool.
Today is a season finale, actually series finale. It all ends here.
This is it.
Let's go through the roster of today's episode. Paige Austin is going to be joining us again, the reporter.
Wow.
Being played by Elena Davies.
She's a featured extra.
I know. She's had quite a bit. Bitsy, played by Jenna Owens.
Hey.
Smilin' Joe will be played by Big Al Mack. Gary / Lorenzo is played by me, JC.
Oh, so you're two characters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's one person because Lorenzo had the brain transplant into Gary's body, into Gary, the male nurse. Destiny is played by Kelly Raspberry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And the cellmate will be played by me.
Oh, that's really
by JC.
Character. I see.
Yeah.
Cellmate.
So Al had two characters yesterday, and then
Smiling Joe's in jail, so you got a cellmate.
Barbara Thomas gave me two characters today. Because that's not tough at all.
How are you going to differentiate so we know?
Oh, you will see the voice change.
Okay, it'll be obvious.
Well, you'll hear it because we're on the radio.
And of course, our narrator is Nick.
And yeah, as always, Nick the voice guy will narrate for us.
Let's do it. Welcome to the place where dreams are nurtured, then crushed, like grapes. The Grapes of Destiny. Yesterday, we learned Smilin' Joe ruined the winery by opening a Norwegian-Mexican fusion restaurant on the property. He also confessed to using Bitsy's hand to shoot and kill Lorenzo. In today's episode, the series ends. Or does it?
Ooh.
You mean, Foxy just left? I bet it was the teeth. Did you smile at her?
The babies want to stop crying. Do something.
What am I supposed to do?
You're a mother.
Yeah, one who had 11 nannies.
Oh. Nanny 5 was my favorite. Shut those babies up. Nanny 5 was my favorite, I think. Was she the one that was deported to Ecuador?
El Salvador. Nanny 7 was from Ecuador. Oh, I see you're getting your memory back.
It comes and goes. Like your husband's.
Look, we have to do something. The winery is bankrupt. The bank is about to foreclose on our estate. And Smilin' Joe just lost my fleet of cars in a bet on the Bachelor finale. We need to make some money.
Don't sell my babies.
Of course, we're not selling the twins.
Whew.
The baby black market's lousy right now. No, we need serious cash. Seriously fast. Bitsy, I need you to make a sex tape with an up-and-coming rapper.
What? No!
We'll use that to launch a reality show empire based on obscene material consumption and sheer stupidity. What are those twins named anyway?
Blueberry and Raspberry.
All right, first thing, we change the names. Second, we fit them for high heels.
One of them is a boy?
Even better. That's topical.
Oh, I'll get that. And I totally won't run away as soon as the door is open.
I need to see Destiny.
Sure, just barge on in.
Destiny, I've got three publishers in a bidding war for the exclusive rights to your story.
You want to write a book about me?
No, I just came all the way over here to share that random plot twist and never follow up on it again. Of course I want to write a book about you.
I don't know. I could be one of those things that everyone thought was a good idea at the time, but turns out to be a complete disaster and embarrassment for all involved.
Just like all your marriages, Mother.
This is fantastic. Family drama sells. We could be on Ianla Fix My Life by the end of the month.
Ooh, and we can use the money to start a legitimate business and not pimp out my innocent children.
Gary, you've got a point. It's hard to focus in the face of those terrifyingly huge teeth, but you've got a point. No reality show.
Thank you.
Little Blueberry and Raspberry are safe.
And this means I don't have to do the sex tape, right? Right?
You know, Blueberry and Raspberry sound like flavors you might find in a delicious, individually wrapped toaster pastry.
You mean...
That's right, children. We'll take our book royalties and use that money to found the Tarts of Destiny.
And I'm definitely not doing the sex tape, right?
Meanwhile, in county jail...
Hello there, cellmate. Can I offer you some wine in a can? You don't want to know how I smuggled it in here.
Hey, mate. Welcome, Smiling Joe.
I see you know my name. Who are you?
They call me El Churro.
What in the hell? As in El Churro, the international fried pastry kingpin and head of notorious cinnamon cartel?
See? And Senora Smiling Joe?
Uh-huh.
You have arrived just in time to help me escape!
Will Destiny rebuild her fortune? Will Smiling Joe and El Churro escape? For the answers to these and other questions, use your imagination, because this show is over!
Yay. Killed by overacting.
Yeah, yeah. Written by Barbara Thomas. You
That's
can go
funny.
To, you can go to her Twitter page.
What?
Copy out of your nose?
Barbara MC Thomas. At Barbara MC Thomas.
At Barbara, the letters M, letter C, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. That's where she's on Twitter.
I used to Barbara.
B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Or yeah. Yeah, for us, you know,
sometimes
from
people don't add that extra A to leave that A out. Barbara MC Thomas.
B-A-R-A. Right. B-A-R-A.
You're a brilliant writer. Thank you so much. That was fun.
Those crying babies. That was like just birth control.
That's
going to
be me this
me.
Weekend, Jenna.
Oh, my God.
Wife's going on a bachelorette party.
Barbara Thomas also has a blog.
Yeah, we're going to have a link to her blog up at kidnation.com.
There you go.
And we're hearing rumors that if you ask for it, she may occasionally put a little extra Grapes of Destiny storyline in there.
Really?
Continue the story for you.
Wow.
So thank you so much again, Barbara
she did
Thomas.
A great job, Barbara Thomas.
All that hard work paid off. Because this was a hit.
Free chicken wings for you tonight.
Woo! That was tough to do
yeah,
two
right?
characters, Al.
I know. I did it yesterday.
I really was getting into El Churro.
In my
a little too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sad to see him go.
I bet. We, as are we.
Yeah, I bet.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got to get into this because, Kelly, you mentioned this a few days ago.
I did.
You were heartbroken over the printer. We have a new printer.
I was heartbroken. That's true. I was heartbroken.
First bill, now the printer.
Well, Kelly was trying to print like her, I think her Janet Jackson tickets or something.
Okay.
Nothing was working. I didn't know what was going on, and they called in a printer repair person, and it turns out somebody had spilled coffee in the printer.
Yeah.
And just decided not to tell anyone.
Uh-huh.
And
coffee?
The whole thing, the engine was blown. It was destroyed.
Oh, man.
Well, the engine was blown. Is it a Porsche?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I don't understand copy talk.
Apparently, it costs as much as a Porsche,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, we have apparently the culprit in studio.
Oh.
Please state your culprit. Name, sir.
Neil Hayes.
Neil. Oh.
He did first and last one.
Yeah, because he wants the ladies to look him up on Tinder.
You know, when you walked in here, I was kind of doing some coffee printer profiling on you.
Yeah,
and yeah, that seems like something you'd be capable of, son.
Okay.
So, Neil, what happened?
Yeah, tell us.
I'm going to tell you, give you a play-by-play.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got my coffee, my French vanilla coffee.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So good.
Oh, so good.
How much sugar?
So no sugar.
No sugar? How about
just
cream?
Creamer.
Cream?
Just a little bit of cream.
A little bit of cream, no sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
Hear that,
no,
ladies?
So still
ladies?
Pretty dark. Okay, gotcha.
Still pretty dark.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. So walking by the, you know, the printer.
Yeah, we call it a printer.
We call it the expensive printer.
The expensive printer. Uh-huh. The Porsche printer. And I, you know, I have my gear with me, my Infinite
Those are excuses.
What's gear?
Yeah. No. So
nerd gear.
A folder. Yeah.
And yeah, he works for the Infinite Agency, which is next door to our office.
Trying to get through the door. So, kicked open the door, coffee went, spilled all over the printer.
Now, what day was this?
This was,
closer to the microphone.
Let's explain the printer, because this is a big industrial-sized printer. Because we have our company here, the radio station, and then we have Neil's company, Infinite Agency, and you guys do a lot of printing, too.
Yeah, they print pictures and stuff.
Right.
This printer
This printer emails stuff.
Right.
Yeah. It's really fancy.
And it faxes.
So, Neil, how long have you been working for the Infinite Agency?
2 months.
You look new and fresh in here.
Well, when the accident happened, what did you do? How did you handle it?
So, I did what anybody would do. I grabbed a bunch of paper towels. Mm-hmm. I was kind of freaking out at the time, too.
So, you did make effort.
I did make.
What time of day was this?
I did make effort. Because
there's a lot of people with offices back there who saw this.
Yeah, no one seemed to.
No, you're clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was looking around. No one was looking.
It up,
I was like,
you thought no harm, no foul.
Clean it up and hope for the best.
Did you happen to hit start just to see if it would work?
I opened it up once or twice, but, it looked pretty good.
You thought he'd gotten up all the liquor. You thought you got
Neil.
So it was
in on the glass, like where you scan stuff.
No. It wasn't there. It was more in the back, kind of where all the stuff happened.
Were you thinking about getting, one of those big bags of rice? Because that's what you do with your iPhone.
For a printer?
Yeah.
Pour it all over.
Can you just bring the printer to a Chinese food restaurant and be like, can you put this in some rice?
Yeah. And let's remember, this was the Craddock printer, not the Infinite Agency printer. So you walked away because you didn't want to push the button pushing the luck.
He cleaned up the mess.
Right.
You thought in your mind everything was all right.
I thought it was scot-free, I guess.
Well, usually when you spill a cup of liquid over an electronic device, everything is fine.
Fine.
Not always.
I've spilled a drop of Coke on an iPhone, and I had to get a new iPhone, immediately.
So, Neil, when did you...
This wasn't an iPhone.
When did you next find out that things were horribly wrong?
So, got an email from Jonathan at the Infinite.
The big boss.
The big boss. He's like, something happened to the printer. It's not working.
Now, was this an email directly toward you or everybody?
This was for everybody.
Yeah, they didn't know who
this
did
was
it.
For
right,
everybody.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
So, hey, right off the bat, knew it was me. Shot him an email. Said, Jonathan, it was me, man.
What a stand-up guy.
Okay, you did complain.
I was forthcoming.
Wait, what did the email say? What was it, threatening?
No, not threatening.
We have cameras?
Oh, crap.
Nothing like that?
No, it was like, hey, Jonathan, I did it.
Yeah. Oh, no. The email to you.
Were they looking for the culprit? Were they going to do lie detector tests?
They were trying to find out who it was, and they basically said, somebody spilled French vanilla coffee all over the printer. It wasn't just coffee, it was French vanilla.
I want to know who was down on their hands and knees smelling the back of the printer.
I don't think you had to get on your hands and knees. The thing was emanating when they turned it on.
Usually an intern's job. Oh. Hey, go smell the printer.
What did he say when you fessed up to it?
He said, Thanks for telling me. I appreciate your honesty.
Uh-huh. And you're fired.
Just thank God it wasn't an Infinite printer.
So what were the consequences?
I was honest. I went over to your operations director and said, hey, man, it was me. Shook his hand, said, let me know what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Accidents happen, but you shouldn't put your printer so close
here's
to the
what
door.
You can do.
Maybe Mr. Clumsy should have better hands.
Right. See, that's my way of dealing
with
it. It's not really my fault.
Did you offer to pay for said printer or the repairs?
Here's what we have. Semi-offered.
Here's the offer.
He's only been on the job 2 months.
Here's the offer from George, our CEO.
Uh-huh.
Neil, you could pay the $9,000 to fix the printer.
$9,000?
Yeah, did you know that's how much it costs?
No,
or
I knew it was around that dollar amount.
Oh. You can go on a date with the newly single Kelly Raspberry.
Why did you make that offer?
George!
He did not.
He's so nice.
He did.
Oh, that's so sweet. $9,000, right?
You have 2 days to think about it, Neil.
Two days?
Yeah.
Like your printer, Kelly puts out.
Yeah. And you could spill all the French vanilla you want on her. She don't break.
I'm so
glad I did not take a swig of my Diet Pepsi.
She like it like that.
Kelly, but are you down for maintenance right now?
Hey, this heard something, though. If you accidentally broke something at work that was very expensive, do share with us.
Please. Kelly will go out with you, too.
Okay. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Neil, welcome. welcome to the building. I guarantee you someone is about to call us that's done way worse than what you did. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday! It's the weekend!
Yay.
Big Al, what you got planned this weekend?
Dude, I'm all about the bar. Well, the Rousey fight, yeah. You know?
Yes.
Must Rousey, be nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to sell the Rousey's UFC fight. So I have to sell
Ronda Rousey
a kidney so that I can pay
to afford it
to show the fight in the bar.
You wouldn't even give a kidney to your father. But you're going to sell one to have a fight at your bar.
Yeah, poor choice.
Wow. Out of all the body parts you could have picked, you picked kidney.
It's so wrong.
Dang.
It's so wrong.
I'm wrong.
Dang,
I'm
Kelly.
Wrong. I want y'all to
change somebody. The subject now.
You're so wrong. I got a new big screen, and I want y'all to see it.
Well, I can't because I have my kids this weekend, so unless you let me bring the kids.
Bring the kids. That's fine.
When is it?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Kelly, it's going to...
Kelly, this is the biggest fight of the year, aside from Pacquiao and Mayweather, which was horrible fight. This is actually going to be a good fight.
I don't know. This is the thing. I don't think Kelly would like this kind of fighting, because I, for the first time, really watched the last UFC fight with the men, because that was just a month ago.
Yeah.
The same thing as MMA?
Her ex-husband.
It is MMA.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't.
Yeah, she's watching. She just doesn't like hugging them after.
It's like, well, I don't know what I've been missing, because that is real fighting.
It's real brutal.
It is brutal.
Yeah. I don't know.
When I saw, I winced the entire time. You just can't imagine just.
And these are ladies in their fighting.
Punches
now.
Like that.
And they're good. The new sensitive me might not like it as much.
The new what?
Sensitive me.
The new sensitive you. I know. JC, this is the thing. I'm the newest to the show, but I've been here for 6 years now. And when I first met JC, he was, you know, dating Kinsey. We lived in the same apartment complex, went out every weekend together. He was so fun, young kid. And now...
I'm so fun.
Yeah. And now you have two kids.
You're fun in a Chuck E. Cheese kind of way now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have two kids living in a house. And you're like the guy that I go to for advice when I'm like, what does this guy mean by this?
For dude advice.
And that's what he did for me. Do I get to talk about it?
You can.
Yeah. A minute?
I didn't know. I didn't know you threw the quote up on Facebook.
I know. This is the thing. So, you know, I had an ex, broke my heart, on and on and on. I'm finally better.
Right.
I get some lengthy email yesterday that was just the weirdest thing. Not even like wanting to get back together, just like this expression of love.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, and
for you or love?
For Jenna.
Yeah. Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Like, I'm just so happy. No.
But it's all late.
It was just, I mean, it's been 6 months. It was just weird. And it's because he can see that I'm happy and fine.
Right.
And it was the most confusing email ever. And I'm pretty good at interpreting stuff. I sent it to JC and said, can you explain this to me?
Now he's embarrassed because you saw his love letter.
That's fine. And he's a nice dude. I like him as dude to dude. He's a nice guy. But to Jenna, just not right.
Yeah, and then reading, I just really genuinely, I would never share emails, but it wasn't too personal. I just didn't know what to make of it. And JC said something that was so profound, and I felt so strong that I'm like.
JC, look at him all puffed up.
What did you say?
But it's true.
I'm profound, Kelly.
And it just made me, because I've been really strong, and I'm just not going to settle for anything less than what I deserve. And JC said, this was just a piece of what he said. He said, Jenna, a real man, a man you want as a partner, would bend over backwards to tell you he loves you and can't live without you. He would then show you.
I don't even remember writing that.
Were you drunk?
I just had no.
You drunk text?
I just went into like a brain freeze.
And I just was like, thank you. I'm so grateful for a friend like that.
Well, I'm glad it resonated with you,
Jenna. Love letters to JC.
I've never
all grown up, JC.
No, Kelly, you do those.
I just liked it.
I just helped Jenna with guys.
You're right, JC. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So that's it. That's
well, thanks, Jenna. That's a big compliment.
No, I just appreciate it. You've grown up.
I'm a big boy now.
Previously on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And now on to more grown up stuff, like screwing up at work.
Yeah. We asked you, how'd you mess up on your job?
Yeah. What are they calling him? Hottie Neal?
Hottie Neal, yeah.
He's got a nickname now. Well,
Hottie Neal.
I think that's what Kelly
Coffee Neal.
Coffee Neal. He works at the agency that works in the same building as us, the Infinite Agency. And he accidentally, on his first week of work, just spilled a bunch of French vanilla coffee on our new $9,000.
It wasn't new.
Well, coffee
still,
machine.
$9,000 printer.
We're going to have to get a new one.
And so he screwed up pretty bad, and he fessed up to it.
He did.
So we wanted to know what you did at work. Your big screw-ups at work that got you in trouble.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's start here with my dude, Nick. Nick, you lost your job over this?
Yes, I did, actually.
What happened?
Do I just tell the story?
Yep.
Yeah, quick.
Okay. So what had happened was I used to work for a construction company to help pay off my college loans. And what had happened was I went on the construction site. It was still fresh, and there was still like rocks and gravel everywhere.
Yeah.
What I didn't know is that the company truck they gave me was a lower profile one.
Oh.
So I went over a bump, and somehow a rock went through the spokes and the tire, up and bounced off the roof into one of the compression cylinders in the engine and just killed the car entirely right there.
Oh, my gosh.
So you jacked up a truck, and they fired you over that?
It was a $20,000 mistake.
Wow.
That's big.
Did you find a new job, though, Nick?
Oh, of course. I just got my bachelor, so I just got hired on by Microsoft.
Oh, okay. Well
you upgraded a little bit there, I'd say.
Yeah.
Good job, Nick.
Yeah. And we're driving trucks then.
Before y'all set me off, can I ask Kelly for some love advice?
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Double. All right,
go ahead, Nick.
Okay, I tried to get on before Wednesday, but in order to get this job, I had to go to a business conference in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And the Friday before this past weekend, me and my girlfriend, fiance of a few years, got in a fight.
And you've been engaged for a few years?
We were dating for a few years. I asked her to marry me before I left.
Oh,
uh-huh. So she didn't have to answer until I got back. And how she answered was when I got back Monday morning, I found her and her ex in my bed. Now, I don't want to hold a grudge. I don't want to get mad.
Why
it's just, I'm just trying to text and email her for a response just to talk about this.
What?
And I just want to end this on a good note.
Kelly, be really, really blunt about this.
Wait,
go ahead.
Why would you want to leave on a good note?
You want an answer to your proposal?
Because I don't want to be. I want to be mad. I do. It's just, again, we've had good years
history
together, and it's been since high school. I just don't want to be immature about it. I just want to end it on a good
note. No, you don't have to. You don't need to end it on a good note. Just end. It's done.
Yeah, she's done, Nick.
If you want to be mature about it, you don't need to say anything.
Done.
There are girls that won't cheat on you, Nick.
Done,
trust me.
There's nothing to say.
Yeah. You sound like a good
guy. There, you don't need closure.
You're over there working hard.
Plenty of closure.
Yeah, Nick, you're good, man.
You don't need to. There's what could possibly come of having a conversation.
Right.
I get it because I'm a girl, and the older I get, my feelings change somewhat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I used to need that closure more than I do now.
Yeah. But you could never trust that person.
You don't want to get back together with her.
You can't get back with that person.
Yeah.
That's not what you're saying.
I have no intention. I just don't want to be that guy that just like. She tells everyone, "Oh, I just dropped off the face of the earth," even though she cheated on me.
It's okay.
Don't even worry about it.
That's not your problem. What people think.
What she says, you can't. There's nothing you can do that will affect what she says. All you can do is do your thing,
mm-hmm.
and just forget about that.
Yeah, just be right. Cool, breeze.
Yeah, just be cool like the wind,
be like ice.
You know, you
might
have to bad talk. You don't have to bad talk her. Just say, you know, that's done.
Hey, bro, hug Nick.
I'm sorry,
we love you, buddy.
Bro hug
Nick. You'll be all right.
Oh
man. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com.
Yeah.
What? I was talking about a bad time to
Poor
cheat.
Nick.
A bad time to cheat. Why
are you
pondering a proposal from your...
Yeah, I guess she was like, as she was pondering, she started thinking, well, what did I, what did I miss?
Yeah. She got caught.
Gonna regret that.
Back to your screw-ups at work.
Yeah.
Because Neil, here at the office, works for the Infinite Agency, broke our $9,000 machine on accident. We'll find out if he'll go on a date with Kelly or pay for it.
I think he needs to check with his girlfriend
Monday.
First on that.
Oh, you got to go ahead. Dang. Hey, Brandon, what'd you do?
So I work in the oil field in Odessa, and I broke a $500,000 piece of equipment.
How'd you do that?
I dropped it off a forklift.
I dropped it?
Off a forklift? Brandon, what was your first reaction?
I dropped it.
I can't really say what I said on the radio.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Did you get fired, Brandon?
No, I didn't even get in trouble, actually. I just went straight to the boss and told him. He was like, well, I'm glad you told me.
You know what? That's the stand-up thing to do.
Yeah, I want that job where you can break $500,000 stuff.
Well,
and be
all right. There's insurance.
Oil guys got money, though.
But, you know, wow.
Hey, yeah. I'm glad you got to keep your job, Brandon, but I'm sure you were so scared.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was awkward after that. I ended up leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get past that?
Are you still driving the forklift, though?
I mean, at my new company, but they don't know about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't put that on your resume.
Nah,
they need to create like a spoon lift. A little safer. Just cradles the thing. Thanks, Brandon. Oh, man. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Mm.
Let's take one more here.
All right.
We're doing screw-ups at work.
It. Love that.
What happened, Brandon?
I just love that.
I dropped
Oops.
It.
I dropped it.
My bad.
Hey, Rose.
Hi.
So what was your big screw-up at work?
Well, I worked at fast food quite a little bit and it was my first night managing by myself. We did overnight. I set fire to the fry vat.
To the what? To the fryer?
The fry vat where they...
Vat.
Vat, yeah.
It fries in.
I got you. Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
I set fire to the store.
Oh, boy.
You burnt down the store?
For a couple days, yeah, actually.
For a couple...
I had, they had to repair the...
I get a hold of my main boss.
Yeah.
I had to call the fire department. They ended up shutting it down for, like, the rest of the night and the next day, and we ended up losing at least $5,000 in just the morning time.
Are you still a manager?
Not anymore there. I was there for 3 years afterwards. I mean,
wow.
Now I'm a tech at a hospital.
Yeah, don't set fire to the hospital,
no,
please.
That'd be bad.
Well, I might end up burning up some patients. That's going to happen that way, though.
Oh, man, Rose, I'm sure you were so scared. Did you, like, use the fire extinguisher? Did you know how to use that?
I didn't have one.
Oh, you got it.
Well, that's their fault,
and
then.
The only thing we had were wet rags, and I can't use a wet rag on a grease fire.
No. You got it. Well, you're supposed to.
Rose is smacking it with a wet rag.
I couldn't get a hold of my main boss.
Wow.
That's a code violation right there.
Oh, man.
It wasn't McKinney Avenue Tavern, was it?
What?
No, no.
What? Thank you, Rose. Hey, we keep them going on Facebook if you want to go there and share your experiences.
Wow.
Because we've all screwed up at
burned
work.
Down the restaurant and dropped a $500,000 piece of
equipment. Most of us have not burnt down the place or broken a $500,000 piece of equipment, but it happens. Dropped it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good morning.
Oh, is this Great Drake?
What's up, guys? I reach you direct.
Yeah.
I thought you were a telemarketer. I wanted to have
been
some fun.
Picking up the phone, recording calls.
Yeah.
Gray, is your hair...
Are you happy with your long-distance carrier?
No, I'm not, Gray. I hate it.
Is your hair still pink? Gray, I haven't seen you on TV in a while.
Indeed, it is.
It is. All right.
Oh, all right.
Just wanted to get a visual.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you wearing?
She was pink before pink became trendy.
All right.
Thank you.
She was.
Yes, indeed. I was. But honestly, after pink.
But even pink isn't pink anymore.
Gray's not calling to talk about hair, everybody.
Oh, what's she calling for?
Gray got in direct because she got the direct line.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to talk about movies like she does every Friday.
All right.
Here's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. And Gray, what movies can we look forward to this weekend?
Well, why don't we start with something that's supposed to make y'all laugh.
Oh,
which is Vacation.
I feel like you're saying supposed to, like, maybe failed at that.
You know what? Our critics definitely think that they failed to make anybody laugh. But I'll tell you the circumstances under which I saw this film.
Okay.
I'm going to be able to set you up for success if you decide to see this. Because I want you to know, first of all, to be prepared, it's a sequel. Now, Ed Helms from The Office plays Rusty Griswold, who is... the son of Chevy Chase in the other movie.
Yeah, he's not the original Rusty from the other movie.
He's not the original one. He's all grown up. He has his own family, and he wants to recapture vacation magic for his own family, so he decides to take them to Wally World like he went to when he was a kid.
Okay.
So knowing that, you also need to know that this movie is dumb. Okay, it is D-U-M, dumb. There
but it's meant to be. It's meant to be dumb, right?
Exactly. So I had a long week, and I had this screening, and I thought, you know what? I'm just not in the mood. And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm approaching this all wrong. So I took off my thinking cap, I buried it in the backyard, and I went and saw this movie, and I laughed so hard that the people sitting around me thought I was a mental patient.
Really?
Good. Okay.
So you just got to be going in there super dumb.
Super dumb. And also it helps if maybe you see it as a matinee. It's not reinventing the wheel. I don't think it's on the level of the original movies. But it has a lot of funny stuff about it. And Ed Helms, Christina Applegate, a whole section of Chris Hemsworth that deals specifically with the size of, shall we say, Thor's hammer.
Right.
Yes.
And it is funny. It's a funny movie where people swim in raw sewage, and that is what you should expect from it.
Got it.
Oh, how's it doing on the tomato meter?
Oh, it's getting brutalized.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because critics have sat through the summer's best comedy, which I think is Trainwreck.
Sure is.
Yeah.
And Vacation is definitely not the same kind of comedy that is. But you'll go as long as you've turned your brain off and enjoy it. So, the you know, those don't do so well with the critics. It's 28% rotten.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, I remember just the real quick throwback to Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Yeah.
And it got like 0% or something. I don't even remember how bad it was. It was my daughter and I were at home and just on demand it came up. And let's just blow an afternoon and watch this. I laughed out loud two or three times.
Really?
It was not that bad.
Yeah, but it's a three-hour movie.
But it wasn't that. But I'm just saying, sometimes it's like, just because
put yourself in the frame of mind.
Don't always go by what critics say. You know, it's use it to kind of help guide you.
Kelly no offense.
Kelly left once an hour.
I'm serious. Paul Blart was not that bad.
All right, there you go. Kelly's
I
review.
I laughed out loud.
Thank you, Kelly.
Well, it's definitely an apt comparison because that's another movie where you
just
know
silly.
What you're getting when you see the trailer and just do not expect it to be very highbrow.
Exactly.
Once again, people swim in raw sewage in this movie.
Ooh,
however, we are expecting a lot of highbrow action from Mission Impossible.
Ooh.
There are a million of these movies. Like, I've lost track of what number this is and what the plot of all the other ones have even been. But this series holds a very distinct honor.
Mm. What?
The score continues to get better with each film.
I will agree with that. I will agree. I saw it a couple of days ago, Gray, and I said when I came out of the movie, this puts Tom Cruise back on top of Mount Badass.
That's verbatim.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what. The one thing that I thought of, though, when I saw it is I was like, why is everybody making such a big deal out of Tom Cruise hanging outside an airplane? Because for Big Al, that's just another Wednesday.
Damn right.
It's like, why is everybody getting all excited? But the only other series that's like that I can think of is Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
And here's my theory on why that is. The producers of the series have finally figured out why people go to see the films, and they've really embraced what the movies are about. So Mission Impossible, nobody really cares about the story. They're trying to get something. They got to fight some guys along the way, and they're gonna Tom Cruise is gonna jump off something high, probably into water, and then he's gonna dangle off of something, and that's fun to watch. And he's compelling. The people in the movie are funny. Ving Rhames and Simon Pegg are back. How can you lose? And there's an entire action sequence in an opera house with a hot chick with guns.
Whoa. How's this doing on the tomato meter?
You guys, this movie is 92%.
Wow.
That's super fresh.
Don't you want to talk to the 8%? They're like, nah. That's the ones I want to talk to.
Gray, invite those critics over to Rotten Tomatoes headquarters and punch them.
I'll tell you what. I'm also going to take them up in my very personal private jet, and I'm going to dangle them off the side, see how they like it.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
All right, so Mission Impossible, worth watching. Al already told us. Gray Drake solidified it.
Thank you.
And Vacation, just be super dumb and go watch it.
There you go.
Matinee. Keyword, guys. Matinee.
Matinee status. Gray Drake, thank you so much for joining us again this week.
You got it, guys. I'll see you next week.
That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
Bye. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.